Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Roller Tactics style Jungle 800 8-tail rebuild in Ableton Live 12, and this is a really useful DJ tools move for old school DNB vibes. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. Instead of treating the tail of an 808 or kick like a leftover sound that just fades away, we're going to design that tail as part of the groove. In jungle and darker drum and bass, that tail can act like a mini bass line, a transition tool, or heavy little punctuation mark sitting between break edits. So we're not just making a low note, we're making a pressure tool that works with the drums, not against them. Set your project up at around 165 BPM. That's a really comfortable sweet spot for this kind of old school jungle energy, but this method will still work if you're a little slower or faster. Create three tracks to start with, one for drums, one for the 808 tail, and one for FX or resampling. On the drum track, drop in a chopped break or a simple two-bar loop. Keep it clear and uncluttered at first. You want obvious kick and snare landmarks so you can hear exactly how the tail is locking in. On the master, leave yourself some headroom, ideally around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space for saturation, low-end shaping, and the kind of controlled dirt that makes jungle bass feel alive. If the mix is already slammed, you're going to struggle to hear whether the tail is actually helping the groove. Now for the 808 source. Load up operator or wave eatable on the 808 tail track. Operator is great if you want a clean sub foundation. Wave eatable can give you a little more character straight away. For a solid starting point, use a sine wave on oscillator and turn the others off for now. Set the amp envelope with a very fast attack. A decay somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. That gives you a proper tail shape rather than a sustained bass note. If you want a little more old school attitude, add a slight pitch drop at the start. Keep it subtle. We're talking a small downward movement over maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds. That tiny dip gives the sound that classic hit then settle feel, which works beautifully in jungle. For the MIDI pattern, keep it sparse. Start with just 2 to 4 notes in a bar or 2. Try placing a note on the last 16th before beat 1, or on beat 1 itself so it rings into beat 2. The point is to make the tail feel intentional, like part of the phrase, not like a busy bass line. Short notes are your friend here. We're designing the tail first, and only later deciding how much of it should be allowed to bloom. Once the source is in place, shape it with saturation and filtering. Add saturator after operator. This is one of the most important devices in the whole chain. Start with about 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder and harsher. Saturation helps the tail translate on smaller speakers by adding harmonics, but you want to keep the hit controlled. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the low end. If needed, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz area if the tail feels boxy or cloudy. If it's too clicky, tame some of the 2 to 5 kHz range. Then place auto filter after that and keep the low pass focused somewhere around 120 to 250 AC if you want the sound to stay subby. You can automate that filter a little over the phrase to make the tail breathe. This matters a lot in DNB. You want the low end to be audible and solid, but not fuzzy in the wrong places. The drums need room, especially the kick and snare. The tail should feel like it lives inside the groove pocket, not on top of it. Now let's move into the Roller Tactics part of the process. The tail should react to the drum phrasing, so instead of placing it rigidly on every downbeat, experiment with where it lands relative to the break. Try a hit on beat 1 and then a follow-up note on the end of 2. Try placing a note just before the snare so it feels like it's dragging into the hit. Try a tail at the end of bar 2 that leads naturally into bar 1 of the next phrase. You can think of this in a few useful ways. One version is a long tail every bar. Another is a short hit followed by a delayed answer note. Another is an off-grid tail that leads into a snare fill. The main thing is to let the bass tail behave like a rhythmic character, not just a sound effect. If your break is pretty straight, you can also use a bit of groove from Ableton's groove pool, but keep the bass tail tighter than the drums. Around 54 to 58% swing can work if the break is very rigid, but if your break already has plenty of movement, you may not need much at all. The goal is tension and push, not sloppiness. Once the tail is sitting nicely in MIDI, print it to audio. This is where things start to get more serious and more fun. Record the 808 tail track into your FX or resample track, then capture a few bars of the tail interacting with the break. After that, you can slice the best bits into simpler or keep the audio clip and edit it directly. If you use simpler, classic mode gives you more of a sample-based feel. One-shot or gate mode depends on how much sustain you want. You can also use the filter envelope if you want the tail to move a little more. Don't over-warp the audio unless you really need to. Low-end and warp can get messy if you force the timing too hard. In jungle, the sub is supposed to feel powerful, not fragile. A really useful texture trick is to duplicate the resampled audio. Keep one copy as the clean mono sub. High-pass the other copy around 150 to 250 Hz. Then distort or widen the top layer very lightly. That gives you a strong low-end center, with a bit of grit and presence above it. That's a classic darker DNB move. Mono low-end, controlled upper dirt. Now let's control the relationship between the tail and the drums. You can group them if you want, but while you're designing, separate tracks are usually easier. Add a compressor on the 808 tail and sidechain it from the kick or the drum bus. A ratio of 2:1 to 4:1 is a good starting point. Keep the attack fairly quick, maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds, and the release somewhere around 50 to 140 milliseconds. You're usually aiming for a subtle duck, maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. If the tail is too steady and starts masking the break, sometimes volume automation is better than heavy compression. In jungle, you don't always want the bass to constantly pump. Sometimes you just want it to duck around the snare for part of the bar, then bloom in the gap. That gives you a much more natural rolling feel. Also, keep your sub centered. Use utility if you need to, and make sure the real low end stays mono. If you want width later, add it only to the upper harmonics, never to the core sub. That's one of the easiest ways to keep the mix solid. Once the tail is behaving, add motion with automation instead of adding more notes. Small moves go a long way here. Automate auto filter cutoff over 1 or 2 bars. Nudge saturator drive up by maybe 1 or 2 dB on a phrase change. If the sound needs a little life, you can use subtle modulation with tools like Shaper or Auto Pan, but keep it restrained. This is old school jungle energy, not glossy EDM movement. If the tail starts to feel static, try changing the decay or release across different sections. Shorten it in busy drum moments. Let it breathe a little more into transitions. Open the filter slightly for the last 2 beats before a drop. These small changes make the arrangement feel alive without needing a whole new bassline every 8 bars. Now think like a DJ tool builder. This kind of sound has to work in a mix, not just as a loop on its own. Build your arrangement so it can be introduced gradually. Start with a break-only or filtered intro. Bring the tail in sparsely around bars 9 to 16. Let it lock with the drums for a drop section. Then strip it back or invert the phrase for a switch-up. On the outro, reduce it to just drums and tail so it's easy to mix out. That DJ-friendly mindset matters a lot. Leave a few bars where the tail is simpler so another track can come in. Create one version of the tail that's more aggressive for peak energy and one that's cleaner for blending. You're making something a selector can actually use, not just admire in solo. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the tail too long, or it will crowd the next drum cycle. Don't let it dominate the low end. Don't over-distort it until all the character disappears into noise. Don't ignore the groove of the break, because in jungle the timing is often more important than extra processing. And definitely don't widen the sub too much. If you want width, keep it above the low end. If you want to push this further, here are a few strong variations. Try building a two-stage tail system, one layer for the pure sub hit, and another layer for the noisy residue above it. Or add ghost note tails, where very quiet pickup notes appear just before the main hit to create forward motion. You can also alternate between a darker, shorter tail and a brighter, more exposed one every bar or two, which gives the phrase a call and response feel. Another great move is phrase-dependent processing. Keep the main loop dry and mono, then automate more saturation, delay throws, or filter opening only in transition bars. And if you really want authentic jungle movement, align the tail to the break accents instead of forcing it onto a strict grid. Let the kick recovery, ghost snare, or snare placement help decide where the tail begins. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same tail. First, a clean version with a sine wave, no saturation, short decay, mono, very simple. Second, a jungle grit version with saturation, a little pitch drop, and a resampled audio pass. Third, a DJ tool version with a 2-bar loop, 1 sparse hit, 1 answer note, and 1 transition tail. Then compare them. Which one supports the break best? Which one is most mixable? Which one feels most like old-school DNB? If you want a final challenge, build an 8-bar loop where the tail only appears in 4 specific moments and still feels powerful. If it works, you've got the core of the technique, so remember the main idea. Don't treat the 808 tail like leftover decay. Treat it like part of the jungle groove. Build it with a clean stock synth. Shape it with saturation and filtering. Resample it for control, and place it in the arrangement like a proper DJ tool. Keep the sub mono, let the tail respond to the break. Use small automation moves and print early, when the movement feels right. Do that, and you'll have a Jungle 808 tail rebuild that adds weight, motion, and real old-school DNB character without cluttering the track. That's the move.